Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the Millennial's Third Eye, and you're listening to the psychic of your hour, maybe throughout your lifetime. On this episode, we're going to be talking to my friend Candace, we're with Candace, about this video from David Wilcock, and also the pandemic, and also kind of like current events, people in the real world. Candace, people are so bored right now, they're posting, share your yellow picture in your camera roll on Facebook, but they don't even know. Everyone, you know, I'd rather see that than, like, talking about the horrible things and what the government's doing. If you're listening live right now or on your websites, whatever it may be, if you're interested in a reading from – Candace is going to do it, too. She is interested. So we're going to read some people at the end of this live. Call in the number. It's area code 516-418-5869. Again, 516-418-5869. Make sure you press the number 1. We're going to pick you later in the show. So, Candace, let's talk about this video. For everyone listening, too, like, I haven't talked to Candace on the phone in quite some time. We keep in touch on the Facebook Messenger, but I'm so excited to talk about stuff with Candace right now. So, the video is about, like, it's really, it's 3.5 hours. I don't know, 3-hour video. But he talks about pandemic. Say that again.
I fell asleep watching it. It was so long.
It was long. But you know what? I'm glad I did. Kind of reminded me of, like, the purpose of why everyone's kind of going through their spiritual awakening and what's happening and fear and positive. So it's all kind of wrapped up into a nice little tortilla. So let's kind of get into this.
Yes.
The pandemic. What did he talk about the purpose of the pandemic? And he talked about shutting down things for 2 weeks, right?
Well, what's with the government? Well, this guy, first of all, this guy, David Wilcock, he's on the Gaia Network.
Gaia?
And he's Gaia. Yeah, he's on the network. So he had a lot of documentaries for various things. I think it's called Divine Cosmos, if anyone's interested. And he talks about all kinds of stuff. So when so he's very knowledgeable. He's got like a bunch of books and stuff that's coming out and whatnot. I don't know. Was he the one saying shutting down for 2 weeks? Or I think it was just the government shutting down for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So he was mentioning. I don't know who started it. Well, he started it. I don't know. He talks about shutting things down for 2 weeks. Now I want to talk more about things later on. But what he was talking about was internet and computers and television off, but the purpose behind what he was talking about was sharing this information. He was like, I don't want to leak it, but they were giving me the go-ahead to share it, but they're trying to get these certain people arrested. And I've heard about this before, and they're like high-end, I don't want to say high-end, they're like top-notch people of the negativity and the Kabbalah or something. So,
it's actually like the deep part of it, of them is like the deep state and like the Illuminati, like all them 1% people that everyone always talks about. A lot of like influential people, Hollywood people, all a bunch of elite people. And
one of them was that dude from Microsoft, right? There was Oprah was involved.
He goes
like, I don't know how involved Oprah was. Like, he stood up for Oprah. He's like, I don't know how. Listen, I just know that's what they said. She was there. I heard she vomited. He literally said, I heard she threw up when she got like.
Bill Gates, for those listening,
he's
behind everything.
Yeah, so Bill Gates, right? So apparently he stepped down recently too.
Bill Gates stepped down, like CEOs from starting like last year, at the end of last year, like October.
Shit's about to go down.
Disney, the guy from Disney, everybody from these major corporations just shut. They all stepped down. A lot of them stepped down and went into like hiding and stuff.
What's that theme song to the Cops song? I should have got that for this episode. Oh man, what you want?
Bad
what
boy,
you gonna do?
I love that song. But yeah, so basically, what you were saying about the internet, the cell phone lines, like all of that, guys. David was saying that everything's gonna be shut down and off the air basically for like 3 days. Because what they have to do is, so there's this, there's hundreds, maybe thousands, if I got the number right, there's a lot of sealed indictments, and they're going to open them all up, and in order to catch these people, I mean, they can't know what's going on. They got to do it like as spies. So they've already got a couple of days ago, 600 of a cartel, 600 members of a cartel. They came through, so like that was one of them that they just recently did. There's been a couple of other little ones too that they're starting to arrest.
My opinion though about this is like, since I had a friend share with me about the National Guard shutting California down. Then I had a friend send me a thing today about California, the same thing. But I want everyone to understand something. This is my opinion. Please don't go out there and start buying shit that you don't need. Don't go freaking out because what happens here is you're gonna add this to reality, and like I want to talk about that later on. But stop creating negative realities, okay? Stop creating this pandemic negativity. Yo, love
yourself.
There's
no need to go out and hoard everything because I mean, so I'm in Florida, and our most of the state is I think as of tonight. It's going to be in, like, lockdown, kind of. You can only go out for, like, food and if you have, like, an essential job, which is pretty much basically anything, really. I mean, there's still people doing construction work. There's still people doing, like, roofing, and the liquor store is open. So, I mean.
Yeah, I went to the beach, like, a couple weeks ago, and then they shut it down on the news. And I was like, what the is this about? And everyone's freaking out. You know what you got to freak out about? Staying home and minding your own goddamn business. Cause like,
oh my
seriously,
God, use this time for yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
seriously, like everyone's like freaking
out. Oh, and like the teepee situation just blows my mind. Why everyone's like hoarding all the teepee and everything. There's no need to go out and panic buy because like, the grocery store.
There were people that weren't wiping their ass to begin with, and now they want to buy toilet paper.
Exactly, right? So I mean,
they weren't brushing their teeth to begin with, but now they want to brush their teeth. It took a pandemic to turn things around for them. I was listening to like some rap music earlier, and I like different stuff. And the song was talking about like up in the club. And what was weird was my mind is so expanded now. I was like, this isn't even, like, relevant to this time frame. I was like, this isn't even cool anymore. We don't really care about being up in the club. We care about getting out of the house, getting back to business.
I'm sorry.
So, well, he went into some other stuff, too. He kind of got really serious. But there was also some talk about some slave trafficking, of sex slave trafficking.
Oh, okay. So he talks about quite a few things. One of them is about the slave trafficking, which I know everybody is so aware of that it's a major thing here in the U.S. Hear about kids, children go missing all the time. And there's various reasons for that. People think it's the aliens, you know, they kidnap children too, and the elite. But what's happening now, actually, in Central Park of New York, one of the places, I think there's another place out in the Midwest where there was a bunch of earthquakes recently, which there's never any earthquakes out there, apparently. And so there's these underground tunnels and that, you know, only a few people know about. And this is where they're hiding these children. They're, like, generational breeding these children for specific reasons. And they just recently, within the past couple of days, they're bringing the light out of the darkness. They're taking these children out from under these tunnels, and they're rescuing them. That's why I saw today, actually, where he actually said they're making, like, MASH tents outside in Central Park, and that's are specifically for non-COVID-19 patients. For non-COVID patients. And
okay, that's interesting.
And the ship that they brought in, they brought a couple naval ships in. So, and those also are for these children and women that have been underground for so long. I mean, now
I think you shared with me that picture was of people coming to the hospital with straight up, like, just nutrition bags.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, nowadays it really is hard to believe what you see, you know, because with photoshopping and stuff, you're like, how can I really believe that? Or, I mean, your perception can make you believe anything. You, if you want to believe it, you will. But so there was a photo that I sent you with a gentleman in a military suit over a patient. Of course, you're not going to see the children's faces out of, you know, like, respect for them or whatever. So you're not going to see faces, or they'd be blacked out. But there was this, some of, you know, medical personnel would know what it's called, but if the nutrition pack wasn't a fluid IV for, like, dehydration or anything, it was a nourishment pack. And why would a COVID patient, you know, someone that has the flu, need a nourishment pack? You know, they're going to need to be hydrated. So, I mean, like, all of these,
you know,
little things.
I do got to say this, though, and I want everyone to hear me out. If you know someone that's in your family or a friend that's a nurse or working in the hospitals, like, I send them some love, because there was someone that I know from my life, my Facebook, that they shared a big thing on Facebook about how serious it is for them right now. And they're doing a really tough job, and they're taking it on, and I'm really, like, proud of them. Like, I really send some love out to them. So if you have someone in your family or friend,
real,
like, send them some good vibes, because they're doing some overtime, and they're really taking it. So send them some good things.
Yeah, I know some first responders too. Yeah, I have a lot of people that are, like, nurses and stuff, and, you know, oh my goodness, you know, the things that they have to go through. Some people have to, like, if they have young children, stay with somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, they can't even see their own family just to not get, you know, get them contagious and stuff. It's a real thing. The COVID, it's a real thing, you know, and it's serious. It really is serious. But I don't like focusing on all the negative, like, about it, you know.
Right.
So, but it's,
if you guys
it's
are
real.
Listening, I don't want to go too much into this this video topic. The link is in the bio of this episode, so you're more than welcome to check it out. From Candace, she also said that there was another follow up video. Go check it out. But I want to spend the majority of this episode, though, with Candace and I talking to everyone about alignment, talking about spiritual practices, talking about not feeding the fear, because there's a lot of individuals right now. And this is where I wanted to kind of, like, switch it up on everyone. Like, what are you talking about, Joe? Why are you going from political to, because I want to get you. That's what I'm going to do. So I want everyone to focus on this positivity, because what's happening is here, when you focus on fears, and I woke up this morning, I'm going to tell you what, Candace, I woke up, didn't even open my eyes yet, and I heard birds chirping, and I said, today's going to be a friggin' amazing day. And it was. It still is. The past couple of days, I've been feeling the heaviness of the energy. Candace, you felt that too, right?
Oh, I'm still feeling it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Dense. Like I talked about it, kind of like feeling like you're just walking through jello walls like the whole day. You're like, what is this? And you don't see the jello, but you're like, ugh. So in the beginning of your soul
awakening. Oh,
wow,
that's a good way of saying it. That's exactly
right?
How I felt.
It's like there's no vodka in the jello shot. It's just like you're walking through jello. And you're like, oh, what is it? I'm walking through. I can't take this anymore. What's going on with my life? And a lot of people don't understand it, but what happens is certain individuals start to get triggered from fear, and you start to, like, question your life in pursuit of happiness. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? So for the past couple of days, though, reminded me of those beginning moments when I was awakening, because you go up and down this ascension. It's kind of like to release your ego. And focus. What's your opinion, Candace? Is I'm trying to tell everyone the best ways possible. We're going to get into it more. But letting go of fear and pursuing things that just make you happy. Stop checking the news out. Stop following that shit.
That kind of stuff, I was telling you earlier, like this past week, I've been doing that. I've been kind of like seeing what's going on, and I've noticed that I'm more drained. I'm more tired. I'm not worried. I don't like have any of that kind of fear, but I can feel the collective where everybody is at right now. And it's kind of, it's not as low. People are worried and they're just scared because they don't know what's going on. They don't know what to believe. And you know, everything like with the virus, the coronavirus, this is the universe's way of telling us that everything is out of balance. We are destroying everything as humans. You know, we're taking advantage of the planet and we're just running it over and killing it. And the, gosh, I'm not really big into, I'm not knowledgeable into like the chakras or anything, but I'm pretty sure like the corona is like the crown chakra.
Oh,
it's related to that. I think I've seen something printed about that, which would make a lot of sense because this is a time where we can't go anywhere. We're literally being forced, we're being strongly encouraged to stay home. And I know for myself, I'm spending more time with my children and I'm not getting up and doing that 9-to-5 stressed out job. I'm doing what makes me happy. You know, if I want to get up and clean, I'll get up and clean. Or like I was, you know, teaching my daughter how to bake, you know, and my son how to cook. So, I mean, this is a time to kind of connect to yourself, you know, and with your family and do a lot of introspection.
You know, so I was talking to my friends this morning on – I do have friends, by the way. Candace is one of them. So I was talking to my friends on Zoom. And I was so grateful that they started this chat, and I got in there late, but we had a great conversation and sharing different opinions. And I was already like, I kind of let the fear get to me a little bit today. And I was like, wait, you know, and I dropped on a Zoom. And I talked about the whole National Guard thing and what they thought. And we talked more about a lot of spirituality. And I noticed from Dolores Cannon and talking about the waves of people being sent here through ascension, what's really happening is, a lot of people in different times, especially right now, even more so, they're waking up. And I'm not saying like, yo, I'm woke, yo. No, I'm saying like people are literally realizing through trauma and hardship and waking up, realizing like there's so much more to this earth, right? And when the more people wake up, the more the earth and the planet's vibrational frequency rises. And when that happens, that's a collective. We're all part of a collective. So we're actually participating in making this planet shifting it into a positive timeline because we all have our own timeline and I'm living in the best friggin' timeline right now possible. It's going to get better, Candace. So you are too. You know what? Yeah. You're at home baking with your kids. You're making memories with your kids. And that's what I want to share with everyone at home. Like, you don't have to be
like, this is the best life ever right now. Like just being able to, I've always wanted to stay home with my kids. Worked every single day, put them to school, put them in daycare, aftercare, for what? For why? You know, like it should never have to be that way. you know? And so this is, for me, I'm enjoying this. I'm introverted. I don't like people anyways. So I don't mind not going out. So that's
I'm talking about a lot of the empathic people out there too. Like, you guys are feeling this. And I've been there before.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, and especially with Candace. You know Candace, when I called you, I'd be like, what's going on with me? This is actually funny. Candace, so I remember when I called you one day, and I was like, you realize you're giving me readings, right? You're like, no way. So you used to give me the heads up on what I was going through. And we feel a lot of stuff. This is the time to, like, really focus on yourselves at home, on what you really love and want to do. Letting go of your feelings of being trapped, because a lot of people are right now are going to feel like they're stuck, especially with what's going on. It's going to make them feel like they're in jail, like they can't move and they're looking for happiness and they're stuck. So what I want everyone at home to listen to is, like, share this with your friends and family who you care about, because this is where people start to panic, but they wake up and realize, like, there's so much more to this life. And it's important to just really focus on your happiness.
Yeah. Tell you what,
I went out today.
I've seen neighbors. I've lived at my house now for 3 years, and I've seen neighbors that I've never seen ever walk, like coming around the corner with their kids, and it's a good thing to see. I actually see more people out enjoying Mother Nature, going for walks with their dogs and their kids and on their bikes and stuff like that than I've seen in the past 3 years. You know, so this is a good thing. This is a really good thing.
Suddenly in, like, 2020, people are afraid of other humans. And I'm like, what the f*** is going on? Like, go to the store, go to the beach. If you're afraid of anything, what's going to happen is you got to think about things as mental, metaphysical doors. If you believe and you start to fear, like what I talked about earlier, the National Guard, like, I started to open the door and I said, you know what, I'm going to close that shit. Close it, because when we actually feed our thoughts, and this is a good topic. I talked about it earlier. I want to talk about more about it with you, Candace. But when we actually get worried and we feed that thought with our energy, we're giving it more of our energy. We're actually giving it more reality, practicality, in the sense of it coming into our own life. So this is even with relationships. People who go through, like, breakups because they cheated on someone or they got cheated on, and they start to fear about the next relationship, they're going to create the same thing. So if you're at home listening, cut that shit out. Like, knock that out. Stop being afraid of another human being. And, like, and you know what sucks too, Candace? Like, when someone's too young to understand and there's an adult that doesn't know either and they're telling them, like, oh, you got to don't touch that. Wash your hands. Because they're projecting their own insecurities on the kid.
Yeah, yeah. My daughter, her friends live next door. And I told her, no, we're not playing. Because I don't know how they are, like, how their family is, and if, you know, if they're being clean or not, you know, for lack of a better word. But, like, I know, like, my children have asthma, and like, that could, if they get sick, for me, my worst fear, like, in all of this, is my children getting sick, going to a hospital, being alone, because no one's allowed to go in there. I couldn't go in with them. You know, that's my worst fear. So to keep them, they're safe. They're safe here. You want to play? I'll play with you. You know, you want to play dress up? I'll play dress up with you. We can have tea parties. You know, like, I'd rather them just be here, you know?
You know, Candace, now I got to put it on my bucket list. I have never been invited to a tea party. So, I'm going to have to ask some friends of the family. Hey, any tea parties?
Well, when you come back to Florida, we'll have a tea party.
Oh, I'm still coming back to Florida. I looked at the weather there. It's hotter than California. It's like 75 or 80 almost there.
It is beautiful out here in Florida. Like, I'm not used to being outside during the day because I typically work in a building. But I've been outside every day. Every morning I go outside and I have my coffee outside and the birds are chirping away and I watch the sunrise and I go out later with my children and we play outside. The sky is so clear, so, so clear,
I know. Clear blue.
It's insane because factories are shut down and not many people are driving as much. I mean, so everything is starting to, like, clear up and it's so pretty. And I try to make it a
point
to be grounded.
Exactly. And if you're at home and you're one of those people that are like, yeah, there's still people driving outside, let me tell you what, so am I. But you know why? Because it makes me happy, and we go places in our cars. I even went for a walk today. If you guys are listening and you want to have a free reading from me and Candace, I'm going to pick a couple people. Make sure you call the number. It's 516-418-5869. Press the number 1. We'll pick you on the live show right now for a person in the middle. We're going to pick someone now or soon, and then pick another person later on, and then another one later on. So share it. Tell people about this free reading stuff that's happening right now. But I want to go back into this convo. And Spirit's talking to me about some stuff, and they want me to talk about this is the time to really hone in on who you are as a person, what you really want to do in this lifetime, and stop making excuses for things that make you feel stuck. Because what's happening, too, is there's certain people that are stuck in relationships. They're stuck at a work-job situation or financial. And this is, I get it on a 3D level, but when it comes to a higher spiritual point, we have to understand the laws of attraction. And the laws of attraction are what you feel, because we're magical friggin' people. Let me tell you that, Candace. You know, we're magical people.
We are.
And I want to explain this to you. Not Candace, but to everyone listening, because she gets it. You need to get it at home. So when we actually afraid of something, when we're afraid of something or we want something, we're vibrating an emotion. It's like a code. We're sending it out to the world, the universe, and karma. Karma's positive and negative. So the situations that we attract are from our vibration and emotions. So the situations that people are stuck in, and I've been there, it's because we need to learn a lesson. Because we need to break away from fear. We need to break away from what happens when someone judges us about our opinion. Like whatever, literally, we have to learn how to break away from fear, because we're always constantly worried about what happens on the other side if we don't do it or we do it. The grass is greener on the other side, like, but yeah, because it's not fear based. Like, so, Candace, what do you want to add to that? We got to put some salt and pepper in it.
Well, I mean, you pretty summed it up. I mean, you know, that's exactly. I mean, I agree with you on that. We attract what we think. You know, it's true. If you're gonna, you know, so what kind of an experience do you want to have?
And that's a good question.
You can sit there and you choose. You ultimately choose. Like you woke up this morning, you're like, it's going to be a good day. Before your feet even hit the ground, it's going to be a good day. You already decided.
Yeah.
And it has been.
Because you got to wake up and love yourself. You got to pick you before anything.
Yes. Oh, yes, self-love always, yeah. Because that just vibrates
out.
If
you're listening and calling
else.
In, make sure you press the number 1 if you want us to pick up your phone line for a free reading. Press the number 1 when you call in if you want us to pick up your phone line. So, but going back to what we're talking about here, you got to pick yourself. You got to feel good. And the past couple of days, I'm not going to lie, like I was feeling a little off. And everyone felt that heavy energy, kind of like, what's going on? And today in that chat, and I'm so glad you said that, Candace, like, what do you want? And I realized the last thing I wanted was to move to California, and I did it. And the last thing before that I wanted was to be happy, and I kept going back and forth with going back to a job and not being happy with it and coming back and pursuing your happiness. And I realized during that convo was in the Zoom convo today was, what do you want? Because we have to align with what we want. And alignment – we talk about alignment and chakras and grounding, sticking your feet in the dirt. Everyone's got their own holistic approach. And when we were talking about this, I realized aligning yourself in timelines is really simple. It's actually not as hard as I've perceived it to be. You literally have to feel it out. What do you want? And go for it. And there's times where I was going against the grain, and I felt that energy. And then I realized, like, what am I worried about? What am I doing? And I let go of it, and I felt amazing. So
yeah,
if you're out there questioning your stuff and your life and your relationships, like, question it. But ask yourself, what makes me happy? And really ask yourself, too, where does this thought come from? Because it gets kind of mixed up here. And we go into psychology. We go into the subconscious mind. We go into our energy, and it gets a little confusing, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. You ready to do a reading, Candace?
Oh, I don't know. You're the reading guru.
So you're ready. We're going to go take area code 808. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aloha, Laura from Hawaii.
Laura, I love that. Oh, Hawaii.
Hi, Laura.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I love your energy right now.
Cool.
You're an amazing being. Wow, that made me really happy. Hawaii.
Right?
Hawaii,
I'm smiling from like ear to ear.
We got Candace in Florida, I'm in California, and you're in Hawaii. This is amazing reading.
Woohoo!
So,
that's great.
Laura, if you don't mind me asking, how is everything going with you in Hawaii with all this going on?
It's awesome. I'm doing good, really, honestly.
I love it.
I feel very grounded. I feel very connected.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
mm-hmm.
very positive.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Spirit's actually, did you want a reading from, that's what you called in, right?
Sure, absolutely.
But you're more than welcome to join our conversation, because I feel it. I feel like you got a lot
of
to share, and you're so welcome to. But Spirit's talking to me about actually starting it off with thanking you, because you're doing a lot of earth work, you're praying, you're doing a lot of grounding, you're doing a lot of sending good energy out to this planet, so thank you for what you're doing. A lot of people don't know everything about you, but you're a very spiritual individual. You do a lot of things to keep everything in balance. And my spirit guides are literally saying thank you because you're full of love.
Wow.
You're full of light. You're full of puricity. And what they're also sharing with me is within the next couple of months, I don't know if this is something you do already or you're thinking about, but they're talking about either a new topic or a new way of teaching people what you do. Because what's happening is they're sharing with me that especially in this timeline, in this time frame, people are waking up. They're going to need to come to you. And a lot of people are going to come to
mm-hmm.
you for assistance on awakening, but they're really also coming to you to learn your practices because everyone is different and unique.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that be open and ready to receive because they're going to give you how do I explain that? When they come to you, you're giving them help. Because I don't see a money transfer. I see it coming from love. And when you're giving love and helping people, you're actually receiving that in abundance. So keep doing what you're doing because it's beautiful.
Wow.
Candace, what do you got?
I don't know. I was going to ask her what she does. I guess she's like does like homeopathic stuff, like with herbs and a lot of that kind of natural remedy.
I see
stuff
a
there.
Mixture, yeah. I see feng shui stuff. I see crystals.
I see a witch doctor.
Yeah, you herbal. There's like a mixture of stuff you do, but it's beautiful. It's amazing. I love that.
Wow.
Yeah,
even your energy
that's
when
what
you're cooking, you have no idea.
Wow. Really? That's
yeah.
awesome.
Your energy is contagious. It's contagious. That energy. Your energy is great. I'm smiling. I'm like, I'm some kind of weird high right now. Like I haven't had this much energy
I'm
all day.
I'm feeling the same thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I really feel
you
like
guys
you
are giving
to reconnect with us because it's like I know you.
Wow. I know. I'm feeling the same thing. It's crazy. And you guys are spot on. Actually, I am a healer. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for a long, long time. But I've stepped away from the bedside. And I am a holistic healer. And I'm an energy worker, a light worker. And I love to work with my hands, but so in a way of the energy that comes out of my hands. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And I'm very perceptive of energies around me and beyond the room, like, and I'm able to tap into that even more. And I want to learn more and do more with it.
You've been through a lot.
Yeah. You
want
to branch out.
What I call the ascension.
Mm.
You keep going. Well, you've been through it a couple times where you've released quite a few things already. And you're definitely going to learn more because you're putting that energy and intention out there. And if you don't mind me asking, if you could share with everyone listening, like, what have you been, because I'm really happy to hear that you're doing good too. What are you doing to keep your balance with everything and the energy going on? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to share. I am very grounded with my faith. So I am a very spiritual person. I have a sound belief in a the creator, my higher level of consciousness, you might say. And I have been, since I was about 10-ish, right around there, I learned a type of meditation called transcendental meditation. So through the years, I've practiced that on and off. And most recently, I have learned theta healing, and I've been doing that pretty regularly. And actually helping a friend, sending her some of the energy that she needs right now in the work that she's doing. So that's very exciting to get her feedback on something that's pretty new to me. But I feel like I go right into that theta state. So whether that's helping me feel that calm and connected and grounded feeling that brings that inner peace within, but also tapping into that higher level of consciousness that I just want to expand on, that I'm kind of still new at and just kind of exploring, so to speak. But there's also some of that familiarity with that which is out there that I don't know yet about, if that makes sense. So I just
realized
very
when
comfortable.
You said theta state that we were talking to each other earlier today. I was like, oh, Laura, got it.
Yes. Yeah. So there's that connection there too. So, And I've been just really keeping our home calm just by my own calm presence and keeping it positive and unconditional love. And just keeping the vibe in the house, you know, pretty balanced, even though I have a tendency to be more high energy than everybody else in the house. Like, they always know when I go travel and then I come home, they're like, wow, we really missed your energy, Mom, or whatever. But I bet you kind of get that. You probably understand what I'm saying. But so I'm, even though I am a high energy, a high vibe person, I still am feeling very comfortable with our, because I have two sons, and then my husband's here, and then my daughter lives somewhere else, but in the same city. So I feel like that's pretty good right now, that everybody's kind of chill and doing their thing. Yeah, no fear.
Yes,
I noticed today through the Zoom call that we did, and I was really happy that we did that, and I got to join in, because we're all standing in different ways, and when I remember going through this in the beginning, the past couple of years, when I started to wake up and go get triggered through these motions, I noticed that I was learning in layers. And it started with my happiness, trusting my gut when it comes to, is this happy or is it not happy? And following it through, and it was a lot of battles with that. And then pursuing what really I wanted to do and trusting my intuition. And today I realized some stuff I've already learned, but going back to it, and really focusing on what do we want and what do we believe in. And that really helps us align and expand to this higher reality and consciousness from 5D and on, because there's so much more that meets the eye from what we're doing. And one of the big things too is, especially what you're talking about, Laura, is that we come into our gifts because we're pursuing our happiness. So when we start to trust ourselves and pursue our happiness and holistic approach or psychic intuitive approaches or painting, whatever it may be, it brings us into the next rounds of higher consciousness. What do you do with that now? Where do you want to go with that now?
Right. Right. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Candace, what have you been experiencing with all this, like through the levels of your spiritual growth?
It's like one step forward and two steps back. And so, you know, I get triggered by something and like want to learn more about it. And by learning more about that, I learn more about myself. And then I still being stuck in that whole 3D going to work and wanting to do what makes me happy, but can't do it, you know, where my soul needs to be. But then I find ways and work around it. So it's like a push and pull kind of.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of being grateful too through this time, and I'm really happy to hear, like, especially Laura calling in, like, everyone's doing good. We gotta just maintain this energy and just keep lifting the collective in different ways too. Being open to learning more things.
I think
things.
Something else too. too. Yeah, something else too that I really checked in with it on our call on our Zoom earlier today that you were part of. As I reflect on my year, I've given a lot of surrender to the ego. And so letting go of that ego is huge, huge. I cannot even like emphasize how important it is for us to let go of that ego and just trust and trust our creator, trust the source. And I think a lot of things start to kind of move the way they're supposed to once you release that tight grip on expectations or outcomes or control. I mean, that's huge for a lot of people, is just letting go of that ego and wanting to control things. So I think that's been a big growth spurt, if you will, level of development in my spiritual path and my walk this past year. It's just letting go and surrendering to that. So I just wanted to share that.
What amazes me
that
is, this is like a delay on the
go ahead. What's that?
That was good
sorry,
insight.
Sorry, I didn't cut you off. There's a delay sometimes on this podcast.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I was just saying it because there may be a listener out there who is like, you know, maybe feeling that way or maybe clinging on to something really tight, yet they want to grow. They want to find this higher level of consciousness, or they want to find this freedom and this peace and understanding, or even just trying to go with a vibe, a frequency that feels comfortable to them. And it really is about letting go of that ego, that control. So I felt inclined to share that because I know it helped me a lot this past year, through the years, but especially a lot of growth this past year. Yeah.
We talked about that earlier. we're constantly releasing ego, and that's something I'm more appreciating now, because even the past couple of days, I remember, and it's funny the little things we do. I got an audio book that was called The Power of 10, and this dude talks about success and what the keys to success. And he goes into how there's no limit on money. Money is an energy and a number. It's no limit on money. And we get envious sometimes of when someone near us does really well, and we start to act out. And I was doing that. I was going like, yeah, okay, cool. Like I was starting to act out with my ego. And I realized, I said, wait a second, there's plenty of money in the world. And he talks about using the power of 10. Like if you want something, you have to do it in ways of not giving up, continuously going at it. And I wasn't doing that. And I realized in those moments, I was like, wait a second, I'm blaming and I'm pointing the finger at someone because of my own insecurities. And when I did that, it felt great, because I let go. I made peace with myself on that. And I went, no, it's not their fault. It's not, there's not a limit on money. There's not a limit on achievement. The limit is myself, and I have to let go and stop blaming other people for my lack of success. And that was another part of my ego I had to point out.
You have to own it, the dark and the light.
Own it. And before we go, we're going to go take a break. Laura, you're more than welcome to stay on the line to talk. And then anyone listening, call the number if you want a free reading. Laura, if you want to give readings to, so I don't know if you do that, but
you
can join in. Call the number. It's 516-418-5869. Press the number 1. Before I play, I'm going to play a song. We'll go to a break. But there's more to ego than I think we realize. And one of the other things, too, that happened to me was alignment. This podcast, I love it. And I actually did a lot of it before Candace was on there. And I had a thought recently. I said, you know what? What can I do? And I went, that podcast was awesome. And I felt like I just lined up with myself in another timeline, and I just started to become happier. And that's a real thing. Like, you just line up with something, and you go, yeah, and boom, there it is. So at home, if you're listening, stop getting into the emotional part. Do some activities that raises your vibration. Do stuff that's exciting. Don't get wrapped in, like, how am I going to make the money? Well, start off by raising your vibrational frequency. Then you can make that money. You know what I'm saying?
And share gratitude.
Yes.
Express gratitude. Huge.
It goes a long way, for sure.
Definitely.
Gratitude. Being grateful sends off a vibration and frequency, too. It helps us with our thinking. It's amazing what we can do to help change our perspective.
And thank you for having me on the call and having me speak up or do a reading for me? I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Yeah,
thank you.
Give her a reading.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to search for the song. Here we go.
Candace, do you have anything to say?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty, like, in queue with Joe with a lot of things and what he was saying. So, I mean, that, all of that just really resonates with me. Like, I agree with all that 100%. We're kind of like, that's my mentor kind of. So, I mean, I agree with what
you're
saying.
You know what's really cool?
I like to
see things on a broad spectrum. Because me and Candace called me for a reading when I started doing my Pursuit of Happiness. And she was one of those people we became friends. And we've been both through similarities. Yeah. So she's been through some stuff where she's had her tough moments and I have my tough moments. So I think you should definitely share more of that, Candace, like what you've been through, where you're at now.
I'm not really big on that, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I have no idea where to begin. Right?
From the beginning.
It is what it is. From the beginning. Okay, you got a couple of days? Got some time?
Write a book.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should do. I journal a lot. Journaling has helped me with my ascension, with my awakening, with my everything. That's where I connect to my higher self. I went to a psychic and she told me, she's like, do you journal? I said, sometimes. She says, you should journal and watch yourself when you're writing. And then when spirit comes through, you won't even recognize the handwriting. And it is. It's like real sloppy. It's real fast. It's real messy. It's like, so I can tell when I'm like channeling, when I go back and read it. It's pretty interesting trying to figure out what it says. But it helps a lot. It really does.
All right, so we're going to take a little quick break. I'm going to play a song. If you're listening, we'll pick you for a live free reading. If you're listening, call into the number, 516-418-5869. Share with your friends. Maybe they need a reading. You don't. Who knows? Just call in. All right, let's take a break.
I love this song.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my f***ing mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tied it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is you can stop and stare. Let myself out and no one cares. Dug a trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it.
Welcome back. This is the Millennial Start Eye, and you're listening to the topic of the pandemic and the holistical approach on it. You're joining us with my friend Candace and also our new guest, Laura from Hawaii. Let me put their mics back on real quick so we can get back to this topic. If you're calling in right now and you're interested in getting a live reading from us for free, make sure you call the line. It's 516-418-5869. Press the number 1 if you want us to pick up your line. And we're going to get back to it. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to talk about the topic about being vulnerable.
Okay.
That's a great topic.
I think being vulnerable, and because you can go different ways with this. And for what I was thinking
being
about.
Being vulnerable is scary.
It is, right? It is a little scary because we're putting our truth out there. And in my opinion, because you got to say that in 2020, our opinion, right, is that
right.
When we open up to vulnerability, it might be a little scary because we're worried about judgment. We're worried about what people are going to think about us sometimes or maybe something else. But when we open up, we can actually learn and heal parts of ourselves that we might have gone through. We hold on to that trauma. For a little example, I was helping a client a couple days ago, and they didn't realize that they had held on to this emotion from their parents for so long. And we were doing shadow work, and I said, well, what bothers you about your father? And she was going into how growing up there was a lack of love. There was this kind of verbal judgment on how she wasn't doing good enough in certain areas, or she was overweight maybe. So there was this emotion, and we got deeper. And she was able to release it. And she said, you know what? I didn't realize I had all this built up emotion from my family. So what do you guys have, or would you like to share? Who wants to go?
Share about what exactly? Being vulnerable?
Your opinion about being vulnerable, or maybe anything that you've experienced about being vulnerable, pros and cons?
Well, definitely. Being vulnerable, like negative aspect, I guess. The cons would be, you know, that fear of people judging you when you're in that mentality. However, when you're open like that, there's healing. And you heal other people by sharing your story. And, I mean, you'd be amazed at what you could do when you share with people. I don't think anyone likes to be vulnerable. They don't want to be, like, attacked or feel less than or criticized. You know, no one wants to feel that way. But you have to own your truth. You have to own your experiences because that's who you are today. Like, the things that I've went through, like, growing up, I mean, I've had, you know, things happen to me and, you know, feeling bad for like a long time, like it was my fault. It wasn't. It wasn't my fault.
Right.
And so I never shared that with people, but when I came to a point where I did, and it made other people that were in my situation seek help and get out of their situation. So
mm-hmm.
It all depends on how, you know, you want to. What you want to do with it, really. You know, you can be scared or you can, you know, be, you know, a survivor and move forward. You know what I mean?
I think it's really important because, and I have moments where I'm vulnerable or, cause I used to think too much to the point where I don't even know what my head was thinking because it was just like on autopilot. But
yes.
The more I started to focus on my emotions and being mindful, it's interesting what happens because what was happening for me would be enlightenment, kind of putting some light on something I didn't understand before and accepting it and moving on, going, okay, great, I learned that. And then another part where my ego would come out and I wouldn't like it. Something would happen. And the lessons that were provided for me weren't pleasant. They might have been tough scenarios, friendships. And
mm-hmm.
I started to become more grateful. But I always wanted to find out the answer right away, and sometimes it doesn't happen that way, you know. So a couple of days might go by, and then I'll align myself with something and be able to point out, because being vulnerable, you can start to accept more of who we are what we've been through, like you said, Candace, too, maybe something that someone raised us on and it wasn't our fault to begin with. But Laura, what's your take on it?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to me, the word is empowering. I know it sounds kind of odd to say that when you are in a vulnerable state or you're vulnerable that you feel empowered, but I mean, vulnerable to me means that you are, it's almost like a raw feeling. You're unguarded, maybe, either with your heart or your mind or your soul, or all rolls into this feeling of trust, trusting yourself, trusting others, others trusting you. And it goes mm-hmm. from that place of feeling pain and exposed to feeling joy and ease and kind of a, in a way, it's letting go. That's why I think it's like empowering, because it gives you that freedom to just really be who you really are, or other people can see you how you really are. So that vulnerable, it's a delicate word. Like, you know, I think, Candace, when you first said it, it's like, yeah, that's true. But when you really look at being vulnerable, it's almost kind of like it's a peeling away. It opens your soul. It's like filleting this covering that may hide you or may hide a part of you that you may not want to reveal or face. Like you talked about shadow work, right, Joe? So again, back to this word that I talked about before is surrendering. Letting go, surrendering control, your personal power, and just trusting, you know, and giving it up, giving it up to our source.
Yeah.
And you know, and it and then it just yields that feeling of empowerment.
It's a yeah. beautiful feeling, and I'm not gonna lie, there's moments where I'm like, oh, that's what I'm doing, and then I feel great after, because it's like I've made that connection. And what I also noticed from others is the law of attraction. Like, we don't realize, or now, you know, we are realizing, but we have to analyze it more. But I can't forget those moments of when I didn't understand what was going on, because we attract situations and we feel like that this happened to us, like it's their fault. We blame other people, but we don't understand that we're attracting these lessons and these people that come into our life. And I used to have these hard moments of, why am I here? Why is this happening? Other situations. And now I'm being really grateful, because certain individuals have come up into my life that we might not talk, but I still love them, because they taught me certain things about them and myself. And I'm starting to see things on a higher view or higher standpoint, instead of just my personal emotional connection. And being vulnerable is a beautiful thing. I think the more you become vulnerable, because a lot of people avoid their own insecurities, which is, it's amazing what we do when we don't understand our insecurities. And I started to dive into, Laura, I don't know if you know about this, but I started to, I started to dive into more of the subconscious, the psychological aspects without even knowing. I just kind of like loved it. And my mother one day goes, why don't you go to school for it? I went, what are you talking about? She was psychology. I went, that's what this is called? So I just talked a lot about it. And I started to realize the patterns of ourselves and people's actions towards others when they're insecure about it. And it's amazing, because I've been there before. And I used to say, you know, you're doing this and this is your fault. And I've been there, and I realize, and looking back now, like, no, that was me. I was projecting my own insecurities on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel for everyone listening, talking about it is a big deal.
It's very healing. Very, very healing. It actually gives you strength and power in having that confidence to let go and forgive and to move past it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very healing.
If you guys don't mind, we got two callers so far. Actually, one of them looks like they're from Hawaii as well. But we're going to take the first caller. Is that cool with you guys? We'll do a reading?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Go
all
ahead,
right,
Jeff.
All right. We'll go with area code 480. Let's see. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Edward Wilkins, Arizona.
Say that one more time.
Edward Wilkins, Arizona.
Edward, what's going on? From Arizona. Thank you for calling in.
It's good talking to you again.
Good talking to you, too. Did I talk? Did you call in recently?
No, I haven't, but I've been to your videos, your live chats a lot of times.
Oh, thank you for listening in.
Cool.
So we got my friend Candace and my new friend Laura on the line, and I'm going to pass it over to Candace.
Aloha.
To pick up on your energy first.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't even know how to explain it. Edward, right?
Yeah.
You know how I get when I'm on the spot, though. It's easier for me. I don't know. I'm not a typical card reader, I guess. I don't know. How would you explain it, Joe? I just get into conversation.
She doesn't believe in herself, but then she really does a good job. That's what happens. Take a deep breath, Candace, and then just let it out, whatever you get.
I hate when he does this to me on the spot.
It's not to make you feel uncomfortable.
Well, I am, so I would rather not. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable.
All right. So, you can go after me if you want. So picking up on your energy right now, I'm feeling not super down, but kind of lost. Is that making sense for you right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling lost. I'm going through a lot right now. My mom's battling stage 4 breast cancer. I'm going through, like, a deep depression. I had some unfortunate events happen to me, like, a month ago.
So what Spirit right wants me to talk to you about is, okay, how – because I don't – from what they're telling me is you haven't really understood soul awakening or ascension. And what's happening right now is – and I'm sorry to hear about your mother, by the way. I really am. There's a lot of triggers happening right now, and you're just – as above, so below. And there has to be this low point to go to the highest point. What they're talking about is getting out of the mentality, because we can really change a lot of things with our thinking, even for your mom, even for the energy of the room. And they're saying that you really, and I'm just sharing this with you. I know it's not easy. It's easy for me to talk about it, but to find new approaches to your well-being and your happiness. I talk a lot about, as you've heard on the Facebook Live, about our thinking and how we can either connect to negative realities or positive ones. So if someone's thinking about the worst case scenario and they start to think about it nonstop, what's going to happen if this happens? What are we going to do? You're actually pulling that reality into yours faster. And this can happen with a positive thought. If you think about positive things and you feel it and you believe it and you feed that thought more than the negative one, that's what will bring in more positive reality. And you're being challenged right now, and I can understand, because if I can put it in a different way, it's not your life. It's just another part of my life, but in a different view. When I lost my girlfriend to suicide, I didn't know what to do. I kept trying to avoid the thought. I went back to work cooking, and it just caught up to me. And I got really depressed. I felt like I was stuck in jail, money. I was living at home, but I just still felt depressed. Now, it comes down to you as the individual, and this is what we were talking about before. With everything going on in the world, don't feed into the fear. Don't feed into the negative stuff around you. Feed into positive outcomes, because when you start to think positive, the law of vibration will bring that in, and a lot of people don't understand that. It sounds unbelievable, and what Spirit wants me to add to that before I pass it on is focus on new techniques. One of them is affirmations, and it sounds silly at first, but it's true. I mean, when you say affirmations like "I am happy," the next couple of days you're raising your vibration. You're calling out to the universe to bring it back to you. The other things you could do is frequency. However, in order for things to really get better, because you're a spiritual individual, you haven't even noticed it yet, but the power that you're creating, it's depending on what wolf you feed, the black one or the white one, the yin or the yang. And this is where duality is. So I'm going to pass it on to whoever wants to go next.
I've been doing EFT stuff.
I don't know. I felt like you were saying, like a little confused in a sense, like in you know, not knowing what to do at the moment, just being really sad and depressed. And I can kind of feel that on a deep level, like your heart's breaking, you know, like it's broken kind of. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I want to cry. I really want to cry.
You know, what upset
really
my mother once, and I'm going to share this before I pass it to Laura, is that I hope my mom doesn't mind me sharing this, but she actually had breast cancer a couple years back. And without even knowing, I did get upset. And there's more to the story, but she said to me one day, she actually got over it, and she said, you know, you didn't show that you cared. And I said, that's not true. Privately I cried. But one thing I noticed looking back, especially talking about the positive or the negative, I didn't feed the thought of what could happen in the worst case scenario. I didn't want to believe it. And that's a really good thing, honestly, because you know what happened? I fed the positive. I said, you know what? She's going to be fine. She's actually going to be great. And she actually came out of it. And she came out of it without worry, losing anything. And so I send the same positivity to you in the sense of keep your head up. Don't feed the sadness. Feed the happiness. Laura, what do you got?
It's interesting. Once he shared where he was feeling, it affirmed to me exactly what my first impression was, which I had to trust that because I'm not a reader. I don't read people, and you know, I'm just going with an intuition of the tone and just your vibe that I feel, even though I can't see you, you know. But the word that came to my mind was despair, despondent despair, and just feeling a little bit lost and uncertain. That was the vibe I was feeling, and just that unsure, and maybe unsure of the future, and a little bit of fear in that, maybe. I don't know if that's anything of where you're coming from, but I think really to turn it around, and I agree with Joe, that really thinking in a positive way, these positive affirmations and owning your feelings in a positive way. And I think we kind of define where we are and who we are and how we're feeling by those thoughts that we project out there, and maybe even the words too, you know, because I really create our own reality by what we say and what we think.
Uh-huh.
So if you could focus on elevating your vibrations by thinking more positively with words and feelings and thoughts, I think that's going to really change things for you. I'm not, and again, I apologize too. I'm sorry for your mother's, her health journey right now. And we know who's in charge. We have our creator who's going to be the great physician, and that will be taken care of. But really for you, you're going to have to be strong for her, and she needs you. And there's a lot of self-care, I feel, is in your future. If you're not doing much of it now, I feel like that's something that you really need to start tapping into and move towards that which resonates very positively with you, that which makes you happy, that which makes you want to do more of. And when you start feeling that, it's going to elevate your vibration, your just your joy in your everyday life, and it'll bring you inner peace. I think that when you practice that, and you're going to find what works for you. It's, and I can't say how long it's going to take you, but you just have to start one foot in front of the other, and you'll start moving forward.
Yeah, I
need to
learn how to heal myself too.
Yes, exactly. Have some quiet time.
The other thing,
praying, whatever you do.
The other thing Spirit wants me to share with you, Eddie, is that they're showing me the lack of belief. Like you lost your faith in the world and happiness. And one of the things I share with everyone too is it's not see it to believe it. It's actually believe it to see it. And one of the things also that I loved experiencing was not only realizing my potential happiness, pursuit of happiness, but how important it is that when we raise our vibration and happiness, it actually plays an effect on our family at home life, and it radiates to them. And I remember being so happy, and my parents were happy one day, and I went, why are they so happy? This is cool. And my friend said to me, she goes, that's because you're happy. They're happy that you're happy. You don't even know. So what I would love for you to do is start believing in the things that you want to see in your reality. Start believing in new practices that you want. Listen, if you pick up a glass of water and you hold it and you say, I believe when I drink this that I'm going to receive pure happiness, it sounds corny, but you're actually going to do it because you're putting the intent. When I cook dinner or cook for a job, and this is true, I tell this story all the time because it's awesome. We had coleslaw on the menu and I ran out. It's amazing the little things that happen. And I said, you know what, I'm going to have fun with this. I had enough dressing in there to mix in the bowl for this dish. And I said, I'm going to have fun with this. And I put my glove on and mixed the coleslaw in there. I said, this person's going to love this coleslaw. They're going to ask me for the recipe for it. It's so good. And the waitress comes back and she doesn't say anything. I said, what's up? She goes, they want to know what you put in the coleslaw because they said it was so good. And I went, no way. And the truth is, when you have intent on something, when you put emotion to something, you're going to raise your vibration. It's going to come true. So focus on believing in new things and new techniques and new practices, crystals. Even a movie I watched recently, no, it was a television show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. In the episode, the guy gave him a rabbit's foot because he was having a really bad negative streak in his job, and he carried it in the belief that it was going to work out. So carry something that you have faith in. Put something in energy into something that you love doing. It's going to turn everything around for you, but you have to have belief in it.
Yeah. Like pretty soon I'm looking into maybe being part of a professional basketball team and being a mascot and stuff. I'm just waiting on stage two on that interview and also for this coronavirus to disappear so that way I can start doing my true passion, which is helping teams win their games. I've done it.
Hey, if that's your passion,
and it's time
go
for me
for
to move on to things
that's
bigger.
Really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And thanks for watching me on Facebook Live as well.
Okay. And also, another thing I strongly recommend checking out is as a float spot. Basically, what it is, you're in a pot of salt and you float. And back when they had the places that were actually open, I was actually manifesting stuff while floating and also doing energy work on myself as well. So keep that in mind for all of you.
That's really cool. Thank you for sharing.
Energy healings are a lot stronger. And manifestation is also a lot stronger as well while you're floating.
Interesting.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, float tanks are great.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
They have Epsom salts in them, which are great for energy, neutralizing energy and reducing the negative energy. Float tanks are great for that.
Exactly.
And just to reduce that sensory overload, it just really kind of like, you know, releases your mind and your thoughts. And yeah, if you love that,
exactly,
if that's a good place for you to go to, do more of that.
Yeah.
Or get your
well, Eddie, thank you for calling
right,
in.
Well,
we're going to have a little bit of time for one more caller, but I'm going to put you on for the listening still, okay? So it's actually interesting you said that because recently too, I love sharing my thoughts when things connect. We come from the womb, right? And we're kind of floating in the womb. And Spirit showed me floating. I kind of like what he said. It connects to that. Floating or feeling back in home. There's a whole other topic to that, but let's not get lost. Before I forget, too, and we'll go – before we get to the next caller, I want to share everyone's opinion about it. But a while ago, Candace heard this conversation before – we get into this negative space because of what is attracted to our obstacles in life. And my friend had brought this up, and it was a beautiful understanding that when we get into this negative headspace, we have a hard time removing ourselves from the negative vibration. It's continuously negative thoughts. So someone might come from work and their money situation or job sucks, and they point it at someone else, and what else is wrong with my life? But we do things when we're happy that we don't do when we're sad. And she said to me, like, why don't you try doing things that you do when you're happy and not wait for you to be just happy to do it? And I did that, and it actually brought me into a higher vibration because it's triggering my mind. Like, oh, no, you're doing this because you're happy. So you're so doing things that make you happy when you're happy, you don't have to wait for those moments. You could do them when you're sad to raise your vibration.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fun?
That's great. Very good.
I hear someone's cards. Candace, you got cards out?
No, I don't. Oh, actually, I do, yeah. I said cards. I'm
can't
like,
hide from
cards.
Us.
Yeah, I have my deck. I do have my deck out. I'm in my office, and that's where all my cards and my books and all my woohoo stuff is. And Yeah. My candles and my jewelry.
Nobody knows what the future holds, my friend.
I love it. All right, so we got some time left. We'll take one more caller. For everyone listening, too, we got a couple more episodes coming up. I still got to type up. You're going to hear from me and Krista talking about Archangels coming up soon. And actually, me and Laura are going to be talking about what she does more on the Theta Therapy. Is that what you call it?
Theta Healing. Yeah, woo!
Theta Healing. I love frequency and vibration. So we'll be talking about that. I think you said Tuesday, right? Monday or Tuesday?
We're looking at probably Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tuesday.
Next week.
We'll talk more about it. And we're going to get you some info on your bio so everyone knows more about who you are and what you do. Let's take the next caller. It's going to be area code 808 as well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aloha.
Oh, your mic's on now. Good.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
808, you there?
I'm here. Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling
from? I heard her say aloha.
Yes. Hawaii.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling
here
from?
Let me come hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. This is Joey. I'm Joey Deshawn. I'm actually from the same town as Laura.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Hi,
wow. We got two people from Hawaii right now.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Laura. I was just listening.
Do you know
to
each other?
Thing and it's, well,
we've known each other for probably more than 10 years, huh, Joey?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely. You've got the right person there helping you with the read. With the,
yeah, that's cool.
On your station.
Well, thank you for calling in, Joey.
Yes.
So Candace, what about now? You ready to go for another round?
No. Sherry, she has really good energy. She's really, like, really good spirited. Like, you attract really good people there, Laura. you keep good company, that's for sure. Well, you can go ahead, Joe. Leave all the readings to you.
All right. So, do you give me permission to read you? Is that what you're calling into? I want to make sure.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Your energy is really calming, and if I can compare it, there's no really comparison on levels. Laura's is very high vibration kind of, but yours is very strong, calm, cool, calm, collected, and
mellow.
Yeah, very mellow. I don't see many things kind of bothering you. What I see is a lot of, you know, when someone like talks to us and like, hey, this is what's going on, and they give us like a topic of talking about something and they're waiting for us to get a reaction, and you're so calm that people are like, you're not, what's going on? Like, why are you not reacting? People want reactions out of you, but you're like, no, everything's okay, cool. Because a lot of people don't understand what we're going through spiritually or what we're working on, but I see that calm. What Spirit's showing me right now is there's a lot, not a lot, but quite a few different things that you, I want to say, dabble with or learn, reading books and little, also very historical techniques. Is this right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. I've been such a historian the past couple of years, actually.
Oh, wow. That's
a lot of things that's gone on. Yeah. In life, I mean,
what they're also showing me, and sorry, there's a delay sometimes with this podcast, so I don't want you to think I'm cutting you off or anything, but
No.
They're showing me, I'm going to try the best way to explain this. For me, when I view it on my own personal life of alignment, there's that emotion that we get that we have to release where we think it has to be one way or we're trying to find the answer to something. But when you actually let go and give love to yourself, it's just like you're going with the flow. It feels normal. And what they're showing me is that you have quite a few spiritual guides around you that are One of them I call the incarnated spirit. It's who we are. We're coming into this lifetime with a spirit that's also historical from a different timeline, time frame. And there's other spirit guides that are with you from other time frames as well that are really, really rooted in ancient techniques that need to be brought out into this time frame. And what they're showing me is the best way to do it. I don't know if you're doing anything like this already, but what I do for my spirit guide sometimes is doing kind of gestures with my body and ways like if they were controlling me, the sense of dancing or just letting them channel through me, because you have a lot of information that I don't know if you're downloading it already, but you get hit or you're going to get hit with techniques and methods that haven't been understood yet. And what I would like you to do, if this hasn't happened yet, is when you start to get information such as, you know, I'll give you an example. I was talking to someone a while ago last year for a reading, and there was this method that she wasn't aware of yet, but she was really into crystals. And what I was telling her was a similar thing. I don't know if it's going to be the similarity in crystals, but putting them around someone's body and playing tuning forks around them, because it's going to, the vibration and frequency will hit the crystals and react and hit their body. But they're giving me this understanding that you're going to get these, I want to say, downloads of blueprints where you're going to want to do these techniques for people and share them, because there's a lot of like holistic approaches that haven't been understood yet that you either know or want to do, or you're going to find out.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting.
Because there's this time frame right now, if you think about it, I'm not sure if you're aware of Dolores Cannon, but she talks about the three waves of the three waves of people coming in into this timeline of awakening. And it's not only to help people awaken, but we're coming back to this year, this timeline, to bring in information that has been lost. And the only ways to do that first is to be aware of who we are, trusting our intuition, going through our ego, and then eventually realizing the bigger picture in the sense of the planet. And the more we go into ourselves, which you've been through quite an extensive amount already, but then allowing more information to come through, because it's channeling ancient traditions to bring it back to now. And that's what they're showing me with you. Are you planning on opening a business or wanting to do a business with healing?
You know, I, like Laura, I just recently tapped into Theta Healing, and I'm very, I've been a spiritual person as well for many, many years. And I with everything that I've learned in the past couple of years, with all my experiences with a lot of things with, you know, death and life, practically, I never really thought what I was, you know, that's one thing that I was on the call, on the Zoom call as well, thinking of what I want to do. Yeah, I'm kind of surfacing that. I mean, pondering on that and praying and meditating on that, and not exactly sure. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur right now, but not, it's totally off of different tracks of what we're doing right now with healing. So that's a possibility. I see the calmness in that, because I've always wanted to be, and I always have been, a calm person. You know, it takes a lot to really change my attitude. That's why everything that you, my vibration, I mean, things happened this week that totally challenged my vibration and frequency, and I didn't want that to happen. So I had to, I'm glad that I got to listen to the Zoom call, listening to you guys. It's like amazing, because it's total clarification of what I need to do.
You know, so
don't you feel like
it's
bringing everything together? All, oh, sorry, Joe.
This no, go ahead.
Delayed. I was just saying the way she's, because Joey and I have known each other a long time, but it's just kind of like more recently that we've started to tap into this energy work more so. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, but I think just the fact that she and I are talking about it more.
Yeah, this is really new to me. Yeah.
So it's exciting that, Joey, you're bringing this all together. It's really exciting.
And I think it's great that you're going through that, because the more, and this is for everyone, even anyone listening, the more we go through and release our shadow self and our ego, the more we're releasing those covered layers to get to the deeper parts of us, which I'm connecting to your incarnated spirit. So the more you release things and you go through your theta therapy, which is cool, you're going to start to tap more into the other layers within that are more spiritual from your past lives and your incarnated spirit. So you might not see it now, but be prepared for it. It's going to come. They're also showing me this. I don't know if this is going to make sense for this conversation, but and this goes for different topics, but they're showing me the Hawaii dance. Hula.
Hula. Yeah.
So they're showing me this in the sense of people don't realize it, but when they actually get uncomfortable and they're like, okay, let's do it. No, come on, dance. And they actually start to get into it and they get comfortable, you're actually releasing an untangling energy that has been tangled up. And the more we loosen up, we step more into alignment with our authentic self, because we're not coming from ego and judgment. We're actually letting loose. And they're showing me that you're going to be loosening your energy and dancing. And the more you dance, and I'm not saying you have to dance, but the more you go into motions that are uncomfortable, the more you're going to, and I'm dancing as I'm talking, actually. So the more you're going to actually, I don't know if this is what it is.
Go,
I'm just
go,
dancing
go.
For everyone listening at home, it actually looks awesome. So, I'm doing a great job. We'll have to videotape one day, but getting into the motion of releasing energies is then eventually it's going to be so natural that you're going to tap into more of who you really are. So keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Amazing. Because I love to dance.
Oh, check that out. That's awesome. Dance away. So we're actually coming to the end of this episode. Oh, thank you for calling in too. I appreciate it. I'd love to have you
thank
back
you.
On as well. I'm going to end this time so that way I actually got to cook dinner because I got to eat. So I want to thank everyone for listening in, and Laura, Candace, and everyone, especially you for calling in, for listening. And we're going to get to a couple of new topics. If you have an idea at home or anyone that you want to hear about on our topics, feel free to message me on Facebook. It's a Millennial's Third Eye. And I do a lot of lives on there as well. So thank you again for everyone for participating.
It was fun.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes,
thank you. Aloha.
Have a good night.
Aloha.
Aloha. Ciao. Arrivederci.
There you go.